All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a really cool customer, and he's got real poise about him. I thought going in, we knew the importance of the ball and, the decision making for that. We just couldn't give them short fields and chances to go. So his ability to know when to, when not to, when to make a play with his legs. I thought we've seen a lot of this at practice, and now it's carrying over into the games where the decision making, sliding, going, taking your shot. But I thought it was a really strong performance tonight by him.
Dan Quinn on the Jaden Daniels gem last night in primetime. The Commanders beat the Bengals with very few expecting them to. Final score 38-33. Washington scores on every one of its drives. They have now gone two consecutive games without punting. And in fact, have scored on double-digit drives in a row. You got to go back two football games since they last started a drive that didn't result in points other than when they were kneeling down. If you look at their drives last night, 10 plays, 70 yards, touchdown. 7 plays, 62 yards, touchdown. 6 plays, 75 yards, touchdown, end of the half. Then, only drive of the third quarter, 9 plays, 28 yards, touchdown. 12 plays, 46 yards, field goal. 12 plays, 80 yards, touchdown. And that is a ball game. Get back to the phones in a second. 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. Danny, I'll tell you, this assignment was provided, I'm sure, and assigned before yesterday. Not a whole lot of respect just yet for the Commanders. They're going to the Cardinals, as you know.
Yes.
Kickoff in the 4 o'clock window on Sunday. The broadcast crew on that game for Fox. The D team. It's a Chris Myers situation. Never the way we draw it up.
You've got Myers.
Mark Schlereth, run the ball. Stop the run.
Physicality.
And Jen Hale on the sideline. So Chris Myers, Mark Schlereth on the call. You get a big head shake from Darius. It'll be one of those Sundays.
Oh, it's fine.
How many names will be said in a way you don't recognize them? That's the big question. 800-636-1067. Let's get to the phones and start with Will in Stafford on line 5. What's up, Will?
Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
But, you got it.
I just want to say, I'll give a quick attaboy to Nick Allgready for basically saving the game.
Hell yeah.
In that fumble. I think that was a great play. But I'll say on Jaden Daniels, just his body control, the one juke move on Shaka Hayward, the slide that everyone liked. I mean, it was a perfect form slide.
The slide awareness was choice, Will. It was so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got this body control. If you remember, RG3 ran real upright and stiff, kind of like Steven Davis on Ozempic, you know? He was just real stiff. And Jaden's just smooth, man. He's like Trey Turner sliding across home plate. He's got a juice and a smoothness to him. And
I'm glad you brought up the slide.
I'd forgotten about it.
We haven't talked about that.
We're smacking each other. And thanks, Will, as always, buddy. We're like smacking each other. Sense go, dude. It was the first down was achieved. There's three guys closing in. I slide and it's harmless. It was perfect.
Have you seen any of the telecast yet?
No.
Other than highlights,
yeah.
So last night when we got back to the hotel, a couple of us got together in the room and rewatched the game. They showed the funniest stat I've ever seen on the broadcast after that. The stat showed 34 runs, one slide. But it's just a hilarious thing to post. They put that on the ESPN screen. It said 34 rushing attempts, one slide. It was his first of the year. But it was so natural.
It was beautiful.
It looked like what you would tell a baseball player to do as they're coming into third base for
textbook,
a triple.
Man. Not even break up a double play slide. There's nothing clunky about it. You're not kicking up any feet or going after someone's calf. Just a natural, nice little pop slide.
Attaboy to Austin Eckler. I feel for you, brother.
Yeah,
we should have
bummer,
been talking to him 20 minutes ago on this show. Every Tuesday at 5 o'clock all season. We're going to have to push that interview this week till later in the week because he's still in the concussion protocol. The numbers don't look that big, but remember, they all came in one half of football. Three carries, 35 yards, and a touchdown. All of those really early. Two catches, 22 yards. So it was five touches for 57 yards and a monstrous kickoff return as well. Attaboy, he's just giving them such a jolt.
He is so damned good. Attaboy, Luke McCaffrey. We read stats last week about Luke McCaffrey's actually getting open. Probably wasn't necessarily part of the plan or what Daniels was supposed to be looking for, or who knows what was coached, what wasn't. But he got rewarded a little bit this week, including a couple big plays to move the chains. So Luke McCaffrey, attaboy.
Attaboy, Jamar Chase, who dropped a third down throw in the red zone. In fact, inside the 10, goal to go, from Burrow. And they had to kick a field goal, if you remember. He was, like, sliding just past the marker. It was a low throw. It would have been a nice catch, but he makes it 90% of the time. And I thought that was a big break. Attaboy Evan McPherson, speaking of breaks. He'd made 20-some straight kicks, I believe, from that distance. It was 48-yard field goal. They call him Money McPherson here. He is, like, automatic. Everybody loves him. His jerseys are being worn in the crowd there. Like, people, he came out. He got, a Mark wrestler, some face running out and yelling about the local football team. They love him. And then he missed a field goal that I thought was a chippy for him. That was a pretty good break. And then attaboy, this was a good call, but Terry made a move at the line of scrimmage and got grabbed up around the face mask. A hands to the face negated what would have been a third and eight, like a huge behind the chain spot on the first drive of the second half. Penalty was called. At that point, it was like a 5-0 penalty discrepancy against the Bengals versus Washington. Attaboy referees letting the guys play. There really weren't a lot of flags all night long, and certainly not against the Commanders. But I thought that was another good fortune moment where instead of a third and eight, they got an automatic first down and scored a couple plays later.
Yeah, a couple. I throw one to the entire team, as you mentioned, for not committing very many penalties at all. I mean, last week, they committed more than they did the whole game just in their offensive red zone drives to sabotage themselves. That was very clean as far as those things go.
Let me ask you this, Danny.
Please.
Of the turnovers so far by Washington's offense this year, if you had to pick the one that was like the most demoralizing, that did the most damage to them, or you just think was the least excusable, which one would you say?
God, it's hard to think of any. You know what I mean? Like, has there been one that's been devastating or demoralizing or contributed to anything at all? No, I don't think there's
nothing.
Been one.
Well, let me just I'll jog your memory. I'm going to list all of the turnovers this season.
Yeah.
Through 12 quarters of football.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Three games by the Commanders offense.
Okay, go.
So don't forget the one that was the.
You didn't say anything.
So I'm listing all the turnovers.
Yeah.
Every time they've thrown a pick
I'm waiting
or lost a fumble.
Right. I think everyone gets it. We know what a turnover is.
Yeah.
What are the turnovers?
Sorry. Here they are.
Yeah. Are you going to.
That was it. That was the list.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So is it, you know, there aren't any.
They've had some good fortune with getting their own fumbles.
Yeah, that has happened.
That does not continue. But they've also just, by and large, protected the football, too. And that's what winners do. I want winners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
"Come on, move!"
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Let me throw one more quick attaboy if I can.
Sure.
Mikey Sandwich still, who played outside the whole game pretty much. I know you're going to say, oh, you got beat by Jamar Chase. You know who else gets beat by Jamar Chase? The entire NFL pretty much on that route, single covered with a whole bunch of space on that side. He was tough. He was physical. He broke up one of those short little passes by
that screen,
just knocking the snot out of somebody to get out of the way, and then blew up the would-be receiver. He had six tackles yesterday, a couple passes defended. Good game for Mikey Sandwich still.
Yeah, I thought there was some really good moments and some, you know, young guy moments, but the blowing up of the screen was something I saw at training camp like five times in a few practices that I was out there. He is so good downhill. He's so physical and just willing to stick his nose in there. So I thought that was a big deal to just see him translate that over to the game. I thought the first touchdown, I know he was trailing. That's a single high safety. Where the heck is Percy Butler going? He's the deep safety on that play. I did not really understand what he was doing. In fact, Jay Gruden texted me right after that touchdown. Like, I hadn't been texting him out of the blue, and he's just like, what the hell's the free safety doing there? Tell him to get his butt over or go single. You can't go single high against this team. You'll get killed.
Like, what if you'd walk down to the sideline and just tap someone on the shoulder?
Yeah, man, I'll let him know, Jay.
Grant Paulson from the club level?
Now, they mostly ended up with two deep safeties. They went to one safety look later in the game. You know what happened?
A touchdown to Jamar Chase?
Another deep touchdown to Jamar Chase.
Weird, huh?
Maybe Jay was onto something there.
So Joe saw that and was like, you know where I'm going with this ball? How about 100 yards combined between those two throws to Jamar Chase?
Let's go to Derek, who's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Derek? How are you?
Love you guys.
Thanks, hey, buddy. Appreciate you. Happy Tuesday.
I'm all in on the offensive line. I think they're a major reason why they were so good last night. They're doing their job. They were a question mark coming into this season, and now,
agreed.
Man, they look good because, you know, Jaden was in the pocket just hanging and throwing darts, and he looked confident and happy and comfortable. That's not what's happening with the rest of these rookies.
So, no, and the number of times they picked up. Sorry, go ahead, bud.
I said, God bless him because he gives credit. And that's another thing. He's such a good leader. He's like, this wasn't me. You know, this is a team thing. And so it was beautiful, man. And penalties-wise, coaching, we got back to two penalties, and only one of them was offensive line.
Yeah, and they both came at the end of the game. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
I mean, they did not have a single penalty at the midway point of the fourth quarter. On the road in one of the loudest stadiums I've ever been in.
Huge deal.
I don't even know where to start to try to say how impressive that is. But the O-line is not getting enough credit. There's no doubt in my mind. I've not looked up or dove into, like, the PFF numbers on pressures and whatnot. But the number of blitz pickups, times where, especially in the last couple drives, where Cincinnati was sending that fifth guy like the dog or six with a blitz, and where they're sending someone downhill at Daniels, heat-seeking missile style. And you're like, here they come, and they don't penetrate. Mm-hmm. Like, Daniels is still flat-footed with space. Huge. They were awesome all night. And I've over-talked about the third and fourth down time, but, like, think about all those Ertz throws and those backbreaker moments where they moved the chains. Daniels was almost never on the run.
Not harassed there, yeah.
You know, he had time. Grant and Danny with you on the fan, taking you up to 6:15 ahead of Nats baseball. Top of the hour, we've got our Don't Forget About items. Next, let's talk about some unsung moments.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.